Welcome to UBP Podcast. My name is Bernard McGrath. I'm a Senior Investment Specialist at UBP. And today we are discussing UBAM Global High Yield Solution, past performance and future prospects. The key takeaways are, since inception, UBAM Global High Yield Solution has outperformed the Global High Yield Bond Index. Credit returns for the fund have significantly exceeded the bond market due to the efficiency of CDS indices. The fund underperformed the bonds in 2020 on both credit and rates, though had a much lower drawdown during COVID-19. Looking ahead, UBAM Global High Yield Solution should benefit from structurally lower interest rate exposure as rates rise globally, a higher yield, and an advantageous liquidity profile. UBAM Global High Yield was launched a decade ago to offer investors a liquid alternative to traditional high yield investing. It achieves this by investing in liquid, diversified CDS indices for credit exposure and short-dated US treasuries for interest rate exposure. Since inception, over the long run, CDS indices have significantly outperformed bonds in terms of credit exposure, as we illustrate in the flash update. This is due to the efficient, diversified, and liquid structure of the CDS indices. These outperformance numbers are also evident in the credit returns for UBAM Global High Yield Solution, beating the High Yield Index credit returns by 13.4% since December 2010. In spite of this positive credit performance, the fund's absolute performance is only marginally ahead of the High Yield Index. This is due to the interest rate component of the fund. UBAM Global High Yield Solution has a structurally lower interest rate duration at circa 1.5 years when positioned neutrally, in contrast to the High Yield Index at circa 4 years. Due to the foregone carry and capital gains as rates have rallied over this period, the fund has underperformed on rates, leading to an overall performance for the fund in line with the High Yield Index. 2020 and 2021 year to date. In 2020, as the COVID-19 pandemic swept across Europe and the US, the Federal Reserve cut interest rates aggressively to zero. UBAM Global High Yield Solution benefited from this decrease in interest rates from an absolute perspective, but underperformed relatively given the structurally shorter interest rate exposure of the fund. In credit, there were two detractors from the relative performance of the fund. The first was the higher number of defaults within the CDS indices, and the second was that following the 23rd of March 2020, when the Federal Reserve indicated for the first time ever that they would purchase investment-grade bonds, fallen angels, and the high-yield ETF, bond spreads narrowed substantially relative to CDS. It is worth acknowledging that in spite of the lower interest rate duration and interest rates rallying during the COVID crisis, UBAM Global High Yield Solution suffered a lower drawdown in 2020, outperforming the high-yield ETFs, which have full interest rate exposure, by circa 4%, emphasizing the long-term benefits of using CDS indices for credit. In 2021, UBAM Global High Yield Solution has thus far moderately underperformed the High Yield Index. This year's underperformance is related to credit, specifically to the further tightening of credit spreads on the bonds versus the CDS indices. Today, the spreads earned on the bonds when compared to the CDS indices are much less than historical averages, implying the liquidity premium previously earned by investing in the bonds, as they are less liquid, has declined significantly. Notably, there has been a small amount of normalization in the past weeks on this. On rates, the fund has outperformed, given the structurally lower interest rate exposure combined with positive active management. As the reflation theme gained momentum, the interest rate duration was lowered from the fund's neutral point of 1.5 years to 0.6 years. A US Treasury steepening position was also enacted to gain from the move, particularly at the long end of interest rates. Following the recovery in economic data and the market bringing forward expectations of the number of Fed hikes in 2023, the fund took profit on the shorter interest rate duration position recently and has returned to neutral. The steepening position has been retained and the fund's credit exposure has increased to 102% on the basis of the continued growth momentum, stimulus measures, and COVID-19 vaccine rollout. Why invest in Global High Yield Solution today? For three reasons. Number one, the fund has structurally lower interest rate duration. Although the CDS indices have shown their clear and consistent outperformance over time, the fund's shorter interest rate exposure has been a drag on performance since its launch in December 2010. Following COVID-19, interest rates globally have been cut to their effective lower bound, with central banks unwilling to cut interest rates further. As such, with interest rates at zero and unable to go below zero, risk-reward favours short duration. At the same time, the fund has full credit exposure via CDS indices, enabling it to benefit from recovering economies and a return to growth. Number two, given the expensiveness of bonds relative to CDS indices, UBAM Global High Yield Solution today offers a yield pickup of circa 70 basis points by using CDS indices in comparison to a combination of two-thirds US and one-third European high yield exposure, the fund's neutral point. It also has a yield in excess of that offered by the prominent ETFs. Number three, the fund retains a significant liquidity advantage. By investing in CDS indices, the fund is able to mitigate excessive drawdowns such as was achieved during COVID-19, Q4 2018, etc. If a negative risk event hits the market, liquidity will once again become crucial to performance and the ability to reallocate if needed. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. Feel free to contact us for any questions or visit us on our website at upp.com.